Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving headfirst into the fascinating world of AI agents, specifically OpenAI's latest move to empower developers.
Ooh, this sounds juicy. AI agents, aren't those supposed to be like the next big thing?
Exactly. And OpenAI is making it easier for developers to build their own with their new Responses API. Think of it as a toolkit for creating agents that can search the web, rifle through files, and even perform tasks on a computer.
Hold on. So like my own personal digital assistant that can actually do things, not just tell me the weather.
Precisely. Olivier Godemal, OpenAI's head of product, mentioned that while OpenAI can build some agents themselves, they recognize the world is vast, with countless industries and use cases.
That makes sense. One size fits all rarely works in tech. So what's so special about this Responses API?
Well, it comes with a built-in web search tool powered by the same model ChatGPT uses, so developers can access real-time info and citations. Plus, there's a computer use feature using OpenAI's operator model to handle tasks for the user.
Wow, that sounds seriously powerful. Any other cool features?
You bet. It can also search through massive amounts of documents, which is a game changer for customer support, legal assistance, anyone who needs to quickly locate specific info.
I see. Interesting. But how does this Responses API work with other OpenAI tools?
They also launched the Agents SDK. Think of the Responses API as the individual building blocks. The Agents SDK is the architect, orchestrating how these blocks work together to accomplish complex tasks, according to Nikunj Handa, a product manager on OpenAI's API team.
Got it. So it's like a conductor leading an orchestra of AI agents?
Perfect analogy. And all of this builds upon their existing developer tools, like the Chat Completions API. They are even planning to replace the Assistants API with the Responses API next year, incorporating feedback from developers.
That's a good sign. They are listening to their community. But I'm still a little fuzzy on how it all fits together. So Responses API handles single tasks, Agents SDK manages multiple agents, and it all replaces the Assistants API eventually?
You nailed it. This move seems to be all about empowering developers to build highly specialized and powerful AI agents tailored to specific needs. Think of the possibilities.
I am. This could be huge for all sorts of industries, from streamlining customer service to revolutionizing research. The potential is mind-boggling.
Absolutely. It's a big step forward in making AI more accessible and practical for everyday use.
Thanks for breaking it all down. Now, I'm off to dream up my own army of AI agents.
Ha! Me too. And that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in to Nutty's Show. We'll be back next time with more exciting tech updates. Until then, stay nutty.
Goodbye.